intro.
Afternoon, evening, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Monday, the 8th of April, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the official narrative. I have with me my regular Monday co-host, host of Last Man Standing with Paul Edward Stevenson. Well, now this is a Sunday broadcast. You folks should be aware, if you've missed the schedule change, Last Man Standing is 1 p.m. Central every Sunday. Paul, hey, welcome. How you doing?
Thank you, Richard. Doing well. Good to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you here as always. And well, I certainly have no shortage of news on the table per usual for a Monday this time of year. But I don't know what's been going on in your neck of the woods or what's on your mind that's been further developing. We certainly have a lot, and then the astrological on top of it all.
Yeah, it's astronomy, isn't it? It's rather than astrology, right? Because astrology is when people get into divination, things like that. There's a difference, isn't there? Astronomy is actually kind of scientific rather than astrology, where you get people who are into various things. Anyway, that's my understanding of it.
Well, I would be a little more gentle in my categorizations personally. I mean, I entertain more in the realm of metaphysics, perhaps, than yourself that I've looked into. I mean, so I would say things that cannot be proven outside of metaphysics is also included. Astronomy is really just talking about, physics. And
planets and stuff. Actual sort of observable phenomena.
Yeah, exactly.
But
things that, with the ways we can allegedly detect things of the metaphysical, they're not accepted by mainstream science. And so, that's kind of how I might define them. But I mean, I guess it would be more astrology as far as the significance, and you hear about all even ancient. Babylonian and a lot of ancient Judaic roots really also had a lot of astrological. But the world over, I mean, there has been a lot of astrological. We had this anniversary, even with the opening of this this savage genocide. It was what. No coincidence, 50 years. And a lot of these, you have the blood moons and these eclipses and what have you. It's on all sides of the fence, generals and, the upper money men. I think there are a lot of people who like to dabble at the very least, in the occult, just to throw the dice, just to see what might come of it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's the distinction of making astrology and, you know, actual sort of just sort of more observable astronomical phenomena. But yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. Were you talking about this eclipse and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I heard a lot of people's takes on it and some people playing other
we discussed it yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, we got into quite a random conversation. we went into various different, because I did a show with Patrick, various digressions and diversions. We got talking about AI and whether things were lining up with some of these events in Ukraine or in Israel and that type of thing, you know. So, yeah, it was interesting.
Indeed, indeed. And I'm not sure where to even start with the current war fronts, as they are, I suppose, fairly to be referred by now, you know, whether you're talking about Gaza or Ukraine. But
yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I think the Israelis, they've withdrawn troops from Rafah, I think. But they still maintain that, you know, they have to go into what's it in the south called again? Sorry, the name escapes me. Or is it Rafah in the south?
You're not talking about West Bank,
the south, where they're talking about doing this ground assault. They haven't but it's. They've been talking about it for the last sort of 4 weeks, but I think they've withdrawn troops from a different from the north, I think, maybe. And then, of course, you've had all this Iran stuff where Iran have warned of retaliation, and so they're preparing for that. And apparently Iran has asked the Americans to step aside, which I'm not sure there's any truth to that. It's a story out there, and I'm not sure if they did, that the Americans would say, yeah, sure, no problem. We'll let you crack on with our great ally, Israel, who fills our mouths and pockets full of money.
I did get an update just from today on Netanyahu's announcement. A date is being set still for this ground offensive. But you just said today, you know, Israeli time zones there a little earlier. A date has been set for the planned Israeli military ground offensive against the southern city of Rafah. His statement comes less than 24 hours after the IDF announced it's in the process of pulling troops, as you say, from Khan Yunis. So
that's it. Khan Yunis. They've withdrawn there, and they've suffered some strikes from Hamas since as well.
I got some quotes from Netanyahu here. Today I received a detailed report on the talks in Cairo. We are constantly working to achieve our goals. First and foremost, the release of all our hostages and achieving a complete victory over Hamas, Netanyahu said in a video released on X. It continues here, quote, this victory requires entry into Rafah and the elimination of the terrorist battalions there. It will happen. There is a date, unquote, he added. However, the Biden administration has as yet not been satisfied with an Israeli plan to evacuate civilians first. Biden and Netanyahu are still openly at odds over the planned Rafah offensive. Part of Biden's Democratic base is in revolt over the Rafah situation. The White House is under pressure. Increasingly, people have seen through the Biden administration's meaningless expressions of quote unquote concern over the soaring civilian death toll in Gaza. Last month, Israeli officials said the Rafah offensive would start near the end of Ramadan, and this could still be the case, assuming the IDF goes forward with it. It will be interesting to see what the Biden White House says. It's increasingly obvious that Netanyahu is in the driver's seat, and Biden is exasperated. Israelis military confirmed for the first time it's actually pulling troops from southern Gaza instead of adding them, specifically ground forces being withdrawn from Khan Yunis following months of intense fighting, which has destroyed much of the city. IDF announced Sunday 98th Division has concluded its mission there. Concluded its mission, a quote. The division is being withdrawn from the Gaza Strip to, quote, recuperate and prepare for future operations, unquote. So there's no firm indicators that the Rafah assault is off. We didn't hear an actual date, I don't see, but he's claiming a date is set, you know, Netanyahu.
Well, aren't they saying at the end of Ramadan?
Yeah,
there has been attacks on, from Hamas in the south as well. It's not just that they voluntarily decided to withdraw from there. You know, they had losses there, KIA and others injured. And also, they've suffered rocket attacks from Hezbollah. So there was 40, I think, Hezbollah fired 40 rockets at them. They hit some, military bases and other logistical hubs of the IDF and that sort of thing. And also Hamas, when they withdrew from the south there, they hit them with rockets too. But the Hezbollah fired 40 rockets in one day some of the Israeli bases. One of them was a training camp. Another one was maybe not a major one, but some sort of weapons type depot, I believe, some sort of something along those lines. So, I mean, Israel's not having it all its own way, and we know they're very squeamish about their precious soldiers. So they like to, drop bombs on densely populated areas with lots of civilians in them from the safety of the clouds, but they're not so keen to actually go in anywhere. So it's interesting, considering their level of aggression, that they haven't went into Rafah. What are they waiting for? They haven't went into Rafah. Another interesting story, Richard, and I haven't heard anybody talk about this. Maybe they have been. Probably they have been, I'm sure, on this network. But the Russians have increased their presence in the Golan Heights. I don't know where you're aware of that. That was a few days ago after the attack on the Iranian consulate. The Russians increased their presence in the Golan Heights.
Okay. Well, good. I'm curious to see how that develops further.
Another interesting story is Biden is set to approve the sale of 50 F-15 jets to Israel. That would suggest that Israel feels they have a need for those, and you're not going to need 50 F-15 jets to finish off the job of ethnic cleansing and flattening Gaza. That would suggest that they, in their mind, anticipate a wider war with probably Iran. And of course, that attack on the consulate, you cannot get any more blatant a provocation. I mean, it's basically saying, come on, what must we do? You have to retaliate to that. I mean, this is against all international norms, norms of international law. We've crossed the red lines, a red line of all red lines. We just killed you guys in your own consulate building. So, that's a deliberate provocation to invite a retaliation from Iran to get the United States into the war, and for all sorts of reasons, not Netanyahu's personal reasons, and also to distract against the abject disaster from a PR and diplomatic level on the global stage, to distract from what's happening there, because I mean, Israel's losing friends all over the place, even including in the UK, after they killed three British humanitarian workers. Two of them were ex-Royal Marines. And, I'll tell you one thing, Richard, I am sick of listening to from people I respect. The likes of, I heard Scott Ritter say this. I heard Larry Johnson seems to have, he constantly repeats this. Now that those guys are saying it, Judge Napolitano's parroting it as well. And I heard John Mersheimer say the same thing, that, suddenly they've killed some white people. Or as Larry Johnson said today, when I was listening to him before, I quickly turned it off. They killed some Caucasians, and suddenly everyone in the West cares. I mean, what planet do these guys live on? The suggestion there is that the West is so pro-white and we're so anti-brown, that, you know, we only care. No, Larry. First of all, we're aware that this attack and these types of attacks on humanitarian workers have been happening. We're also aware that this story managed to get leaked. And guess what? There's three British citizens. I'm sorry, but they are more important to us than Palestinians. Let's just get that straight. My family is more important to me than someone who's my best friend. Does that mean I don't care about my best friend? No, it's a question of priority. The two things are not mutually exclusive. I can care about British citizens, and so should our country, because they do, especially when they're ex-Royal Marines, people who have defended this country and prepared to die for this country. And they go out there and they get slaughtered by, and this is the other part of why it's a story, because they're apparently our greatest ally in the Middle East. And now they are killing our guys. So, you know, while they are, by the way, trying to feed the Palestinians. So it's not that we don't care. It's an outrageous story, even without whether they're your own citizens or not. But they are our own citizens, and they're trying to literally provide a lifeline to the Palestinians. And they were literally hunted down like dogs. And by the way, you know, this idea, I don't know, you know, have these guys seen any of the marches in Europe? To say that, you know, people in the West, whether you're brown or whether you're a second immigration, third immigration immigrant, or whether you're a native indigenous person in this country, there has been tremendous solidarity with the Palestinians, with people like us that will be branded far right, or people, you know, who are actually in the far left, and you know, usually we would have nothing in common with them. And the mainstream media, for their own reasons, no doubt, because it is anti-white, the mainstream media, they have been covering this very much in favor of the Palestinians, apart from people like Nigel Farage and sort of semi-mainstream media, apparently, you know, a response to mainstream media, people like Talk TV and GB News over there. So I wish Larry would just shut the hell up with this, what we only care because they're white, because, you know, Larry needs to get with the program. The amount of attacks on white people, I mean, we're a minority in our own cities. That's how much our politicians and our media love white people, Larry, you moron.
Yeah. And I, you know,
it's a real shame. It's a real shame that they can't seem to understand why this is significant. You know, the mere fact that they're our greatest ally, apparently, and then it's exposed. The media had no choice but to cover it because the information that came out exposed it unequivocally that they hunted these people down and that it was deliberate. So now they've had to, you know, the Israelis panicking a little bit. They've had to say, oh, we've sacked a couple of guys. They made a huge mistake. But they don't deny it was deliberate. They just said, oh, it was a big mistake.
Well, I've certainly been hearing similar from the UN lately. Climate change, their climate change PSYOP, for an example. You know, they're saying if only we got rid of white people, there'd be no problem with climate change. It's absurd the amount of ways they're trying to condition people to be okay with white genocide in the near future. And that's just one of them from the UN. I just, yeah, I was blown away by
it. Really,
you know, did you really need to go there? Did you really need to go there? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. I don't understand why people like Larry Johnson and, you know, subsequently, in my opinion, and quite frankly, an unimpressive interviewer. And actually, as much as I think he's a good guy, I think he lacks talent. I'm not really sure, you know, how he got where he's gotten to, Judge Napolitano. I mean, he must be a hard worker or something. But he doesn't have flair. But anyway, you know, he then started pirating, you know, repeating this line. Suddenly, we care about these people because they're white, Larry, or, you know, and John Mersheimer jumping on the scene. What's the problem with these guys? What is their angle on this, you know?
Yeah, well, they're trying to kiss up to the establishment. They know anti-white is where the money is.
I just think on that particular issue, they're a bunch of morons.
Well, I hear the music, though. Stick around, folks. Be right back.
Richard Carey, Paul Edward Stevenson, Beyond the Official Narrative.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers and Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative. Here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Monday co-host Paul Edward Stevenson. And I did have a bit more on the potential plans for the IDF in future. Because, again, you know, therefore there's the hinting around the end of Ramadan. No firm indicators. The planned Rafah assault is off. Well, the update we just had to this article today, Netanyahu claims a date is set, not an exact number he gives, but again, near the end of that holiday. They're saying this is amid ongoing pressure from the Biden administration not to move forward. The IDF is also saying that, quote, a significant force led by the 162nd Division and the Nahal Brigade continues to operate in the Gaza Strip. It will preserve the IDF's freedom of action and its ability to conduct precise intelligence-based operations, unquote. So, you know, they're not pulling out completely when you get past the initial soundbite, unfortunately. They say, but this withdrawal and lull was enough to see oil prices briefly decline for, okay, all right. They also on the hopes Iran's inaction so far means a massive retaliatory attack in response to last week's Israeli attack on the Damascus embassy might not be coming. Bloomberg said, and okay, they get into futures and how much a barrel is costing. Israel also appears newly committed to a fresh round of truce talks in Qatar, with the Mossad chief reportedly leading an Israeli delegation back to the talks after previously quitting with no progress made. As for the troop withdrawal, CNN observed, quote, a CNN team along the border where troops enter and leave Gaza has not yet seen large numbers of troops withdraw, but it has seen a large number of tanks pull out of Khan Yunis overnight. They are now stationed on the border of Gaza and Israel. Referring to Gaza, oh, well, that, the border of Gaza and Israel, you know, that actually makes it sound like Gaza is a, you know, a state which, you know, there is some legislation trying to achieve, but will it be too little too late for Palestine, at least maybe part of West Bank. But the price decline is also looking ahead to three greatly appreciated reports on the state of the global oil again. As for potential Iranian response to the embassy attack, Israeli commanders are still bracing, with Defense Minister Yoav Gallant having stressed the country is prepared for any scenario. Following a meeting with senior officers this weekend, Gallant told reporters that, quote, the defense establishment has completed preparations for responses in the event of any scenario which may develop vis-a-vis Iran. And we heard an analyst tell Reuters, it appears the catalyst is Israel saying it has withdrawn all troops except one brigade from the southern Gaza Strip. So, yeah, the one I mentioned, likely in response to the growing international pressure and to de-escalate tensions after it killed senior Iranian commanders in Syria last week. And then I had this other one, Washington offers Tehran negotiations to avoid striking Israel. And so, you know, I don't know. Can we really even be sure about the translations that it was as like hardcore aggressive from, you know, Ali Khomeini as we're hearing, Paul?
No, you can't. I wouldn't believe a word that comes out of their mouth, mate, from the IDF, you know.
Right.
How do you know the Israelis are lying? Well, they're lipping.
Exactly. So Iran, you know, they're just trying to make it seem like they're doing as much saber rattling as they can translate.
Well, it's a tricky situation for Iran, because I'm sure Iran knows that, you know, they're under no illusion that that attack was designed to put them in a position where, you know, they have to respond. But yet they don't want to respond. They don't want a war with Israel. You know, Iran's developing it in all sorts of ways, economically, militarily. It's going to join in, I think, Russia in a big summit coming up later in the year. And a war with Israel or the United States is the last thing Iran wants right now. But they have to sort of respond to that as well. So it's a tricky one, because you know that when the Zionist media gets involved, you know, they get hysterical, the Jews, don't they, over there in Israel? You know, look what happened October 7th. They tend to get very hysterical. Any little slap that they might receive will be amplified and blown out of all proportions. And they're not incapable of, you know, committing a false flag or all sorts of skullduggery that they can blame on the Iranians, because they want their war. And Netanyahu wants his war. So it's a tricky situation for the Iranians. Because they don't want to have to get involved in that. But the Israelis are, you know, pushing them as far as they can possibly push them. And they're probably going to continue to push them as well, so that it'll make it even more difficult for them, you know. But ideally, they need to be able to somehow respond, but not get embroiled in a wider conflict, you know.
Well, yeah, they're way off schedule. 7 countries in 5 years. I mean, they wanted to get to Iran. And I really don't think there'll be anything left of Gaza. I mean, you know, they're not going to allow anyone to survive. You know, they want just the West Bank left to deal with, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, we'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative. You're on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey and Paul Edward Stevenson.
And, well, moving on to Ukraine, Paul, I had this one in the stack. Dangerous provocation. Kremlin blasts Ukraine for drone strike on Zaporizhia nuclear plant. The International Atomic Energy Agency is once again sounding the alarm over the potential that disaster could strike the Russia-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine, which is the largest in Europe, Sunday, for the first time since 2022. Ukraine apparently sent a drone against the facility. It struck one of the plant's six nuclear reactors.
While Kiev has firmly denied it was behind the attack, Moscow has denounced it as a, quote, very dangerous provocation, unquote, from Ukraine forces. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov denounced it as, quote, a very dangerous practice with very bad negative consequences, unquote, he said. But the latest example of Kiev's, he said it's but the latest example of Kiev's, quote, terrorist activity, unquote. The IAEA staff who are on site have had the opportunity to witness these attacks, Peskov added. Russian state-owned nuclear agency Rosatom reported casualties as a result of the strike, detailing three people were wounded in the, quote, unprecedented series of drone attacks, unquote. Yeah, I take it you heard some details as well going around about this, Paul.
Yeah, it's kind of a repeat of what happened in 2022. And the incredible thing is that they have the audacity to put out there that that the Russians did it. Or as some people, if they're attempting to sound like they're impartial, they say, oh, the Russians or the Ukrainians, one side's blaming the other for the attack on the Zaporizhzhia power plant. Who controls it? The Russians have taken control of that plant since 2022. Why would you possibly want to attack a nuclear power plant that you actually control? It's obviously the Ukrainians. The amazing thing is that you get people who listen to that and actually entertain the idea, but it's like, I remember people, you know, just because the media was saying it, I remember after the Nord Stream pipeline, someone said to me, oh, the Russians did it, you know? And it's the same with this. There'll be people who will actually believe that. Oh, those Russians, are, you know, they won't be able to explain to you what the possible logic would be of attacking, you know, any base or anything that you control. I mean, any territory you've taken, let alone a nuclear power plant on the doorstep of mainland Russia. But the Zelensky regime are capable of anything. They are so desperate. They would love that because they don't care about Ukraine. They don't care about the country. They don't care about its people. They care about sending as many Ukrainians into the meat grinder and destroying Ukraine, all the while getting rich. I'm glad that Zelensky's popularity is extremely low there at the moment because he's a complete con man and a belligerent little fool. So, you know, the other thing, though, that I think is irritating about that. It's a shame on the Russians that they should even allow that anything should get through there. You know, I mean, didn't they learn? I mean, you know, it's not a big territory. It's not like they're protecting Moscow with air defenses or whatever. Can't they protect one power plant from anything getting through there? You know, I mean, it's so dangerous. I think it's disgraceful that they can't manage to protect that plant from whatever the Ukrainians are throwing at them. You know, they should have that place bulletproof. Literally, it should be like, you know, absolute priority considering what's at stake. Because if that place goes up and there's a nuclear fallout there, well, that's the end of everything, you know?
Sure. Yeah, no, it's going to affect...
you're going to have to withdraw your troops because everybody's going to get poisoned.
Yeah, I mean, no, there are a lot of countries with close borders to one another, and yeah, ultimately that would affect a lot, just for that matter, as well.
Yeah. So it would affect that whole region that Russia are trying to take control of, and beyond. I mean, I'm not sure I'd want to live in Kiev if there was a big nuclear fallout in Zaporizhzhia, you know?
But it's expected this is going to go on for probably another year at least or more in Ukraine. It's dragged out. The military-industrial complex and the optics, you know, the profiting from the war machine and just the optics is all the West seems to care about, you know, enough. It's all they need for a motive to continue with that longer and longer, even though they know they're never going to win, right?
Yeah. But, you know, I do.
Some think the genocide of the Ukrainian men, you know, genetic stock is part of it as well to repopulate it with foreigners. Go ahead.
Sorry, I lost you there, Richard.
Well, some think that, you know, genociding as much of the Ukrainian people in this war is also a motive, you know. But an additional...
I don't doubt it. You know, nothing would surprise me. They are seen as by the West. And you got to remember when a certain group lived in that area over 100 years ago before they flooded in like little rats off a ship into America in the end of the 19th century, early 20th century. A lot of those people lived in Kiev. That was Russian territory at the time. Anthony Blinken is from Kiev, his ancestor. So, yeah.
And then I have something on China here. China rebukes U.S. politicization of trade issues as Yellen seeks a quote-unquote balanced economic growth. And, I mean, we are, you know, just straight away I'll point out how, you know, they don't care about the green agenda, and it's hurting the ability of the U.S. and Europe to enforce their green agenda on their tyranny on their citizens and their pseudoscience and all the rest of it. When China is just producing whatever they want, however they want, you know, and all in the name of capitalist profit, so. You know, there is that right off the bat. And Yellen said the U.S. will launch two new initiatives with China to hold more economic dialogues aimed at addressing the increasing overcapacity in the world's second largest economy. But yeah, you know, the overcapacity there. You know, we need the artificial scarcity, and we need the we can't have them have alternatives to the green. To the Green Deal.
At least the Chinese produce more than just inflation and wars and death. That's all Janet Yellen and her ilk produce, inflation and death and destruction.
Remember, she's now the U.S. Treasury Secretary.
Yes, I know.
So...
Well, you've got Janet Yellen as a U.S. Treasury Secretary. You had Alexandra from Mayorkas, I'm getting his name right, as the his official title. I don't know. What was it? The border control, whatever. And then, of course, you had Merrick Garland as the Attorney General, who's on record to say that the biggest threat to the United States is white supremacy. And then, of course, you've got Tony Blinken, who's the foreign secretary. Is that what it's called? It's a bit late over here. My mind's a little bit slow tonight. The equivalent of a foreign secretary. What's he called? His position, Blinken's.
Anyways,
it's the equivalent of our foreign
secretary of state.
Secretary of state. I think that's right. Anthony Blinken. Yes. So all the big major positions of control and influence in the United States are taken up and held by Jews. So what could possibly go wrong, Richard?
Indeed. Indeed. But, yes, the electric... car and battery component to the green agenda and overall the green agenda being threatened, you know, again, their tyranny when you have, well, non-green cheap alternatives from China regarding all these products, energy used to consume them, what have you. Anyhow, there's...
Oh, I forgot Elon. About Victoria Nuland.
Ah,
another one just came to mind.
And
another fine, another fine Jewish lady.
I don't know what you think. I don't know what you think these days, but I've always been suspicious of Elon Musk.
I know you have, Richard.
Right. We have Brazil
with this activist Supreme Court justice, this guy who wears this big long cape, looks like Darth Vader from the Star Wars series or something, they're saying. And he's, investigating Elon. He's ordering an investigation on behalf of Brazil for defying X court orders that were deemed at the end of this Musk trial. So yes, Brazil's activist Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes. That's Moraes. Has ordered an investigation into Elon Musk after the billionaire vowed to defy a court order as part of an ongoing probe into social media accounts allegedly spreading misinformation and "quote unquote" hate speech. And you know, on a side note, they're trying to even stop using the fact checked term in general over here now because it already has such negative associations in most people's minds. And so let's see, what was the most recent euphemism for that now? I can't offhand find where it was referenced. But indeed, this is trying to, again, you know, seem like, well, Elon's under attack and he's looking out for us. And so I'm just, you know, pointing out that... you know, they're saying he's not hard enough on the accounts. I haven't really clarified with some people who got back on there or haven't since Elon's takeover to get, you know, but I mean, you know, some accounts I know came back. That doesn't really say much for me. And then again, all his other agendas, Neuralink and SpaceX and even what he's done with Tesla, I mean, a lot of uncouth. I mean, he knew that the meters were completely overestimating the amount of power left in the batteries. That could be dangerous depending on where someone is out there, depending on what's left in the. So, you know, there's a lot of things that were intentionally kept.
Misleading.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. America is broken, people are saying. People are worried and... Well, of course, to expect another Biden administration by any legitimate means. I mean, they're saying, you know, most people who even voted for him 4 years ago aren't expected to. And the economy is a big issue. You know, he dips into the last of our strategic petroleum reserves every now and again. He must have just, again, for the price to just have dipped. He did like a bunch of months back. That's really the only thing he has going. But I have a list, even if we get to it, the top reasons if he loses, why he would lose. Anyhow, Democrats cry foul as anti-free speech allies turn against them. And, yeah, this is, well, more about how this Gazan, of course, situation has a lot who normally support all of the left establishment's agendas are swaying. It also brings up Putin lovers as well. But, you know, it's just curious how a lot of narratives are starting to fall apart. And this one regarding not just Israeli influence over the U.S., which is being scrutinized by more people than ever now, but Jewish power as well. I mean, there is a huge backlash to this. I think it's making it less taboo to talk about for a lot of people.
Yeah, and a lot of people do know about this, but, you know, this is why Jews have sewed up the institutions. This is why they are so aggressive. Everybody's terrified of, getting canceled or imprisoned, losing jobs, whatever, because you're an anti-Semite. And by the way, all these hypocrites over here and over there too, you're seeing this with the likes of, like, the people I told you about, talk radio over here, talk TV, GB News, which is supposed to be, again, like, you know, a response to, mainstream media and their anti, you know, Western narratives and their pro LGBT and all this sort of stuff and their anti free speech agenda. Well, these morons are just like they suddenly become the left when it comes to Israel. You listen to them on there, if you're talking about anything that's anti-Israel, well, we need to be careful what's coming out of social media because there's a lot of disinformation and misinformation that comes out. And, of course, you know, Israel has its enemies, so we need to be careful about, you know, what we believe coming out. You know, suddenly they're all talking about, you know, how we need to be careful about what we say, you know, when it comes to Israel. You know, you see this with that whiny little Zionist over there who sacked Candace Owens, cancelled her. And you're seeing this, a similar thing over here. You know, suddenly these people who are all for free speech, even Douglas Murray, you know, he's a guy who's a director of the Free Speech Union. He's essentially a Zionist apologist, and anything that's said against Israel is seen as, you know, leftist propaganda and, you know, and all this sort of stuff. But, you know, they're just as bad when it comes to Israel. They'll cancel you just as quickly.
I hear the last break. One moment, sir. Stick around, folks, and be here for hour two. Coming right up.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with Paul Edward Stevenson. And overseeing a lot more censorship is what I was going to mention. Jamie Raskin, for example, in Congress, he's a strong example. I mean, on behalf of Democrats and the House Oversight Committee's demand for more censorship, not just election fraud, COVID, or climate change, even abortion, you know, Trump's out there saying abortion should be decided by the states, the will of the people. RFK Jr., of course, going as an independent, he's vowing a special counsel to probe the harsh treatment of the January 6th defendants. But, you know, those are straight white males defending the right to be white, Paul. So that has to be a strong example made. And, you know, the laws on the books aren't important.
You there?
Well, yeah. Richard. I'm there. Are you there?
Yeah, just so what did RFK Jr. say again?
Well, he's saying that there should be if he were elected, then he would vow to have a special counsel to probe the harsh treatment of these January 6th defendants. Their conditions, I mean, you know, as far as their access to even to anything about their case, you know, or use of the internet, everything is strategically very heavily curtailed. There's so much that can't be used. It's true, you know, even in their defense, when they, you know, do have to actually come before anyone. All the camera footage that's been suppressed. But anyhow, so as far as the shift, as I was mentioning, though, away, the economy is still, you know, the biggest reason. I have a lot of talking points on Biden here, why he would be most likely to lose the election. But, I mean, you know, ever since FDR abandoned gold regarding our currency, if you go back to there, from there to now, prices have jumped 2,500%, Paul.
Yeah, well, they've jumped a lot in the last 3 or 4 months. I don't know where you've noticed, but gold was, you know, for a long time, it was hovering around 2,000, and it went, you know, everyone thought it was going to break through, and before you know it, it's going to hit 3,000, all this kind of talk back in 2020 and 2021. And I think as recently as maybe October, November, it was down around 1,700, 1,800, but now it's moved. It's up over $2,300 an ounce now. It's an 1,850 in British pounds. It wasn't that long ago. It was 1,850 in dollars. So it's moving.
Right. And again, we've had appeals courts finally vacating disinformation monitoring of the January 6th defendants' computers. I believe just like verified or something to that effect instead of fact checked. It has such an already negative connotation across the American public. Stick around for hour two, folks. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle